I have completely and undoubtedly been raised in the Episcopal faith, bred in it for 18 years. In fact, I'm sure a few of you watched me as I was baptized in this very nave that many years ago. And I could say that that's when the church's influence began for me. But truly, it began much earlier than that, upon my grandparents' move to Jackson in the 50s, when they also joined the cathedral and my grandmother began teaching French at St. Andrew's Episcopal School. And the relationships they made in this community have all influenced my character in nearly every aspect of my life. I still hear stories of the infamous Patsy Lankford from the friends she made and many people she so greatly affected, myself being one of them. She raised my father in this church, and he and my mother have raised me here as well. My grandmother on my mother's side joined St. James Episcopal Church in Greenville a few years ago, in part because of the type of community she found here during visits to Jackson. And I can't say I blame her. The community within this church is a sort of home for everyone involved. During my involvement in diocesan activities, I found that there's a relationship between the youth here that transcends friendships made at school, because we all share the standards of community shown by this church. I've known the Blunts, the Parker Boys, the Alexanders, the Montjoys, the Sewells, the Dolskys, the Fletchers, the Goods, and the Kings for as long as I can remember. I don't remember being introduced to them or most members of my church. You've all just always been a part of my life. There's something extremely valuable about knowing people who have grown up knowing you and your family and sharing your spirituality and values. It connects us in a way that sports or dance classes or a school class never really could. In addition to the time I've spent here in EYC, we have gotten lost in New Orleans together, spent some miserable hours whale watching in Boston while trying to help a seasick Whitney, and we have shared a fairly transcendental moment during an Episcopal service on the Boston Common done for and by some homeless people of the city. And upon reading today's gospel, I was reminded of the homeless man giving the sermon that afternoon, as businessmen were screaming on their phones and walking through the makeshift service with a blatant lack of respect for the man speaking to a group of listening ears. Jesus quoted God saying, "I do not give to you as the world gives." And in our current times of political, economic, and social unrest, it's important to be able to trust in a God so steadfast. I believe that love is God's most prominent form, and his care for us through that love is something on which I can count. One of my favorite prayers is a collect and an order for Compline. It reads, "Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness." And for me and for the rest of the seniors as we prepare to leave home and begin a major transition, it's vital that we have this community we can return to and depend on, a community whose minute adaptations to the times are incomparable to the eternal changelessness it represents. In addition to my 18 years in this church, I have gone to St. Andrew's Episcopal School for 12 years. I know everyone's names, parents, interests, and while it can feel like I know far too much about all of my peers, it will be hard to leave them next year. And I think a large part of the reason St. Andrew's School has such an accepting, tight-knit community is its mission to allow us to grow in the Episcopal tradition. My favorite teachers, the favorites of most of the school, are all members of this church. My best friends at school all have some involvement in Cathedral EYC or diocesan activities. And they aren't just my friends because they go to my church. In fact, a few of them go to my church because we are friends. I am somehow subconsciously drawn to people who radiate Episcopal values. My family friends are all Episcopal, my school is Episcopal, my entire family is Episcopal, my best friends are Episcopal, my favorite places are somehow affiliated with the Episcopal Church. I am full-bred Episcopalian. So maybe the hardest decision I've ever had to make was to not attend Sewanee next year, a school perhaps too reminiscent of the communities in which I was raised. So while at Middlebury College in Vermont, the least religious state in the nation, I will be challenged to study harder than I have ever had to. But more importantly, I will be challenged to grow. 2 weeks ago, I visited the school one last time and received the typical, Oh, Mississippi, that's exotic. Throughout the next 4 years, I will be challenged to defend my Southern values, my Episcopal values, and I will. Although I will not always defend the decisions of the Mississippi legislature, I will stand up for who I am and the communities that have made me so. And I will do so knowing that I am representing this group of people in these stained glass walls who have taught me to love deeply and unconditionally. A group of people who, despite economic or political differences, come together to celebrate life and all it encompasses. And although I have already located the quaint Middlebury Episcopal Church not 200 feet off campus, I am leaving this place, a place that, as said in the second reading, has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. One of my favorite views in the entire world is on the corner of West and Capitol Street, looking up at this church, a home to so many people, a place where children like me are growing up in the tradition that has so profoundly shaped me and has raised my favorite people. It's our little city upon a hill, so yes, I am terrified of leaving, but I know I can come back. The gospel today says, "I am going away and I am coming to you." We seniors are going away, but we are also coming back to this place and these people who have shaped us in countless ways, ways for which I am so grateful. On behalf of the seniors, I'd like to thank everyone. We have all been affected deeply by this place and its members, even if not especially on the days we begged not to sit through church or go to Sunday school. I have experienced many of these myself. And I'd like to end with a portion of Psalm 31 I find especially poignant as we prepare to leave home and all of our safety nets. "Take me out of the net you have secretly set for me, for you are my tower of strength." Amen.
Amen.